service on tires, lift kits, brakes, wheel alignments, and custom accessories for nearly 55 years. Pendleton Tire Company has taken care of generation after generation. Now it's your turn to discover why folks trust the team at Pendleton Tire Company. Open weekdays from 8 to 5, the Pendleton Tire Company on Mechanic Street in Pendleton. PendletonTire.com.
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I want to talk about looking for a career, upper mobility, retention, and having that employee around for a long time. If someone wants to come to work for Snyder Tree, what would a career look like?
Our goal is 15% growth a year, which gives everyone the opportunity to come into Snyder Tree, find out what they're good at, and move forward. I think that everyone should have the opportunity to grow every day of their life.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Road rage. Listen to this, Ramon. Texter 706 says, I read some article the other day where Bill Gates was releasing some new free mosquitoes, supposedly to overtake the current ones. The new ones supposedly don't carry as much disease or something. And then he writes, sounds like a bad idea. Yeah, see, that's where humans always screw up. Every time we think that we're smarter than nature, we make it worse. That's how we always.
So what? You're telling me he's. Thinks he's engineered some sort of.
I have no idea. I don't.
Kind of mosquito that's not going to bug us.
I don't know. But it's always
yeah,
bad idea.
We don't want to do that.
No, remember they brought in the things that were supposed to eat the fire ants, and that's a disaster. And then you know, look, maybe the worst example of this ever is Australia. Australia had a cane beetle problem, so they brought in cane toads. To eliminate the cane, that was some genius's idea, to bring in cane toads to dispense with the cane beetles. The problem is cane toads are a foot or more in size, and they have no known natural predator. And
so now they got cane toads.
Well, look, this story goes back probably now 15 or 20 years now, and. It got so bad, Ramona.
He's huge.
That people had their yards completely filled with these monstrous cane toads who were eating all of the native reptiles and everything else. They eat everything, and nothing eats them.
How is that possible?
They actually got to the point where they put out a worldwide biologic agent plea, begging for some chemical agent or something. To kill the cane toads. So this is what happens every time humans decide they should intervene in these things. It's bad enough already. Don't make it worse.
So they still have a bad problem with that?
Yeah, last I knew. I mean, I haven't been following it recently.
Trips to Australia.
Texas said they brought in kudzu to feed the cattle. They don't even eat it. Kudzu's like the devil's plant.
Yeah,
that's like
kudzu's
the devil.
All over
I mean, that stuff will cover like buildings and trees and everything. Yeah, yeah.
Cows don't eat the kudzu.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
That is funny. That is funny. It's always that type of genius.
Cal said, what is this? I don't like this. You should have asked me first.
Right, exactly. Exactly. The cow says, haven't you heard that stuff just grows wildly and covers my actual grass that I planned on dining on?
Yeah, look out there. They're covered in kudzu.
It's not good. It's not good. Texas said, hey, Walt, can you comment on our last couple of recruiting misses? Do you feel it's all about money and think we simply got out-recruited? No, look, I think in terms of Clemson recruiting, I think it can't be going much better than it is. You know, you're not going to hit everyone, and I think that in large part when Clemson loses one of these battles, I think it often can be about money. And that's not to say Clemson's not competing financially. They are. And I think that's how you're winning so many of these as well. There's a lot to like here for prospects, and Clemson recruiting is going about as well as it ever has. So, listen, Texas said bamboo sucks too. Yeah, you don't have to tell me.
Yeah. You're always cutting that stuff back,
yeah,
aren't
trust
you?
Me, you don't have to tell
it's
me.
That's like a weekly thing,
isn't
it?
It's just awful. It's just absolutely terrible. But I'm thinking of having like that wiped out. I don't know.
Bring Texas that guy back with the excavator.
Texas said, look up the love bug problem in Florida. Another example. Yeah, exactly. Exactly that type of thing. It's just, we always think, Florida has more invasive species of everything than any other state. I mean, like, in Florida, I don't know what the number's up to now, but like last I knew, Florida had like 50 non-native reptiles that had established populations in the state of Florida.
I remember these things when I lived in Florida, these love bugs.
Love bugs?
Things.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. They're gross.
Yeah. You go out in the wild in Florida and you might really experience wilderness because there are things, I mean, you know, there have been rumors for decades about cobra populations in the cane fields of Florida. And in a sense, you know, all these things come in through the state of Florida. You know, when any of these people want venomous snakes or stuff, they come in through importers in Florida. And you can basically order anything you want, which probably shouldn't be the case, but you basically can. Then, you know, down in Florida, they have down in South Florida, they have hurricane problems. Like, look, the reasons there are so many Burmese pythons and African rock pythons loose in the Everglades, why they have open season on all these things, is it's twofold. One, there was a huge reptile facility down in the Everglades, near the Everglades, that the hurricane wiped out and it released all these animals. The other thing is people always thought it was cool to buy like a Burmese python from a pet store. Yeah, it's cool until it gets to be 9 or 10 feet long, and then you don't want to care for it anymore, and now you're having to feed it rabbits, you know, and then it's not cool anymore because it's too expensive to even keep, and you paid too much for it to begin with, and then you find out that it's actually not worth anything, and you can't sell it. So the next thing they do is they release them, and you know, that's created that problem. And, you know, they're an apex predator in the Everglades. That's why they have all these open seasons on them now. And like when I'm done with radio, I'm going to go down there. it'll be a few years, but yeah.
What about those bugs? Where was it? New Jersey or somewhere? Where was that where you had went on vacation with your family and there was like all those beetles?
Oh, that's New Hampshire. No,
New
that's
Hampshire.
Not. No, it's black flies. All of my childhood vacations were basically childhood imprisonment cases. You know, my parents probably should have been arrested, jailed. None of these places I really ever. The only place I ever wanted to go was West Virginia. None of those other places I ever wanted to go to. I didn't.
Forts.
Yeah, I was held. The fort thing was terrible. They were not forts. They were just grassy mounds where forts used to be. And every one of them, to me at that age, every one of them was the exact friggin' same. The only thing they ever had left was a jail cell, and all the jail cells.
Oh, yeah, because the jail cells were in the basement.
Right, right. That's the only thing. It was like a jail cell on a grassy hill, you know?
Yeah, and we had one in St. Augustine, and it had stuffed prisoners down there.
Yeah, but my uncle my uncle owned a place in New Hampshire. So the family vacation one year was to go to New Hampshire to go to my uncle's place. And, like, we're just getting there, and I'm like, what the blank is that? Because the whole skies were just filled with black dots.
I can't believe you.
And people were wearing, they were wearing these, like, suits of armor, you know,
this
net, these full body netting they were wearing because these flies were so bad. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is gonna be a great vacation.
Why would you pick that? Yeah, that
time of year.
Time
I have no idea.
Vacation.
I have no idea.
If this dude was your uncle, then obviously he had experienced this before and knew about it.
He should have been jailed too.
Gross flies.
Yeah,
you were like, oh no, where have you drugged me to?
That was like the worst. That was the worst. The only other good one I told you, the only other good one when I was like 10 years old and they took me to some beach place.
There you go.
Beach house rental. We rented a beach house in Maine somewhere. I think it was Maine.
Yeah.
And right next door, the place was rented by six co-eds who were naked for 2 weeks.
Oh,
and as a 10-year-old, that was like the greatest vacation ever.
God.
That was my greatest vacation. That's the greatest vacation of all time.
And you went back to the flies.
Yeah, it was that. Geez, which should it be? You know, the 10-year-old Walt with the six naked co-eds or black fly season in New Hampshire? Geez, which is better? Yeah, that was without doubt the greatest vacation of all time. That was the only one, though. The rest were all imprisonment issues. You know, yeah, awful. Noah in Spartanburg. Noah, how are you, Noah? Good to have you.
How you doing, Walt?
Good, Noah.
Good.
Appreciate you getting in.
I'm here to fight for the injustice that was had last night on behalf of the young man that was out there robbing home runs. How are you going to count that home run? That poor boy put his body on the line in Atlanta, one shot of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Bam! Makes a play. What do? They count it? Are you kidding me, Walt?
Positioning
behavior out of the All-Star committee there. We got to have a rule in place.
Yeah.
You make a catch, it's an out.
You do need a rule in place. You know what's funny? I heard these knuckleheads on was it ESPN? I don't know. I think it was ESPN. And this is before the Home Run Derby. And they were arguing that we should put a bunch of outfielders all around the wall and like six or nine of them. And robbing home runs should be legal in the Home Run Derby, and that would create another level of interest. And then, amazingly enough...
Well, you're telling me, apparently, otherwise, am I right?
Yeah.
The poor boy was out there doing it for the love of the game.
Yeah, how about that?
Up on the wall.
How about that? Yeah, robbing a guy stealing a home run. We got a kid, Ramona, stole a home run in the Home Run Derby. Caught the ball over the wall.
A fan.
No, a kid. A kid. No. They put kids in the outfield for this whole thing, Ramon. For the Home Run Derby, they have kids shagging all the balls that don't go over the wall.
Oh.
But this one kid stole a home run.
Okay.
I'll say this, Walt. This leads me to my next question.
Yeah.
So me and my buddies, and as bad as it sounds, it got me thinking, like, that is like if I had a make-a-wish, mine would be to shag balls in the outfield at All-Star Game. You know what I'm saying? In the Home Run Derby. That'd be mine. Or it would be – sorry, I'm working right now, so there's background noise. Or it would be to be entry number 30 in the WWE's Royal Rumble. So I was wondering what yours would be. How do you become an outfielder to shag balls? Because – I'd like to sign up.
That's a good
I'll take the rest off.
Thank
the
you, Noah.
I appreciate you as always.
Thank you, Noah. Good job. Yes, appreciate you as always, Noah. I don't know what mine would be. I have to think about that. But in terms of what we were seeing with those kids last night, Ron, there was this heavier set girl in center field, this bigger, heavier set girl in center field, and she was basically catching everything. And she was running through all of her smaller playmates to get to the ball, and they were bouncing off of her. You know, she was having none of it. She was going for every ball. Yeah, she was going for every ball. But yeah, we have to get to this at some point. What is this? Texter said, just got back from Hillsborough, New Hampshire to visit cousins. My cousins don't go outside in May because the black fly. See?
Oh, see? Yes.
And when we got there,
it's May.
Again, the first thing I saw was I saw these what looked like black clouds, and I saw all these people, all of them, they're all wearing these full body netting, and I'm like, oh yes, another vacation in paradise, another Deptula family vacation in paradise, another torture young Walt session for like 2 weeks,
well,
whatever.
See, that's how they get you back for things you do all year.
Oh yeah, well that worked. That,
so let's take him.
Oh, that worked. Like the time they kidnapped me and made me go to Ohio because my younger brother was competing in some national championship shooting competition at Camp Perry, Ohio, which was a abandoned military base, and so I had to go out with my younger brother and like seven of his dweeb friends in a van to Ohio. And that drive was friggin'.
Oh, you rode in the back of
in
a
van.
With
eight people, including my brother, who I did not want to be with. And then we got out there, and I'm looking for like basketball hoop or anything, and
nothing.
And where we were, there was less than nothing in the whole state. The state of Ohio, you can't roll a ball in that state because the whole state's flat. The ball won't move. It's like the ugliest state ever. Now, the people from Ohio are going to be mad, but the whole thing was just brutal. And so we stayed out at Camp Perry for like 2 weeks, which was just...
Was it a two-week one?
I don't know. I don't know. They all seemed like they were 4 months, so I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was just like a week, and it felt like 2 months. I don't know. Yeah. But every one of them, except the naked girl one, was just awful, absolutely awful. This is great. I'm heading to. Where did this go? Great. I'm heading to Ohio Thursday morning. Yeah, enjoy your trip. Hey, don't stay at Camp Perry. That's my only advice to you. And get out as quickly as you can. Walt tip to the road rage. Quick break.
It's official. Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night right here in downtown Seneca. It's a lot of fun. It's absolutely free. It's outside dining and great music. We get started early at 5:30 with a happy hour. Here's a few sounds of some of these fabulous artists. And we get ready for a great show, 7 till 9, with the main acts. We got some great lineups for you right here. Here's just a few of the artists. Change, change, change. Yeah, you and your friends, along with 3,000 of your closest friends, will be here every Thursday night right here on Ramcat Alley in Townville Street. It's Jazz on the Alley, voted best event of the year. Come on out, bring your chairs just in case you need them, and have fun. And every Thursday, we'll see you for a little jazz.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. With Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, you get reliable service starting at just $109 a year. Enjoy the freedom of freshwater boating with our support services, including on water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat salvage and recovery, and more. Don't let unexpected issues ruin your day. Towboat US, we're here when you need us, 24/7. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout. Rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're on your way to the beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or a reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you. The Ingles Floor Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. So take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Get ahead of HVAC headaches by scheduling your home's regular heating and cooling system tune-ups with the experts at Headley Air of the Upstate, your local Lennox dealer. Your air is worth the care. Regular preventive maintenance from Headley Air of the Upstate will ensure your home's HVAC system is running efficiently. Catch any minor problems before they become major and ensure your home's air is the best quality for you and your family. Visit heavenlyaire.com to schedule your home's next heating and cooling system tune-up. Dealer license number RHB587.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Joe Fortenball here. Whether you're locking in your home run picks or riding with your favorite golfers this summer, ESPN Bet is your sportsbook for all the action. Go from checking stats on your favorite teams and players to placing bets in just a few taps. Plus, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with the promo code JOEQ to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Crank it up and embarrass your children. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Played it on purpose. I thought you played it as a vacation song on purpose.
I didn't.
Yeah, I thought you did. Texter 607 Ramon says in Atlanta the strip clubs are having crab problems, but I think that's a different story.
Oh yeah.
That's wrong. He also says when you were in Maine, did you also go to a fort or a battlefield? We know how much you love those too. Yeah, look, here's my answer. Sadly, yes, my family knew where every fort in the U.S. was. And we could go to 10 of them, and we had to see the 11th, even though it was still just a grassy mound with a sign. That's all it was. It was a sign saying, this used to be Fort so-and-so.
Yeah, they always have a plaque.
Right, they have a plaque.
Yeah.
Right. We basically visited plaques in jail cells.
When I was in California, yeah. there was a fort outside this mission that we wouldn't go see. It was a museum and all that.
Yeah.
And it was just mounds of dirt. With a plaque, and the ground squirrels had taken over.
Ross says, don't worry about the people from Ohio. Well, I'm from Idaho, and I still like it. Hey, Ramona, what's going on with this weather out here? Where's our weather bot?
The parking lot is like flooded.
Right, like flooded, and the sun is still out, which is, normally it gets really dark. It got a little dark, but there's still like sunlight out there. You know, we're like the land of rainbows. We have more rainbows here than I think than anywhere. Sean says, my favorite was on our Baptist Youth Convention in Florida. We were on our way up to a high floor and looked out one day and saw girls topless laying by the pool. So what do? Skip the class. We knew where they would be out by the pool. That's right. But I was like 10, and I get to stay. We were there for a month, Rona. I was there for like a month. That was the greatest ever because, again, they were there like the whole time.
So you were the beach vacation. You were there that long?
Oh, yeah. It was like a month. It was like a month, and they had an outdoor shower that was like 10 feet
and
away
from
me.
You didn't get kicked out. Your dad would just...
No. You know, it was like, hey, we're going to go. You go wherever you want. I'm going to be right here.
Yeah, gosh, son, we didn't realize you liked the beach.
Oh, I just love it here.
They were probably talking when they left. They were probably like, Walt's having such a good time. That's right. We're so happy.
That's right. Jason in Columbia. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you.
Hey, well, thanks for having me on, man. We got to get the organic farmer from Saluda on for, man. We needed an interview because that was fascinating.
It was.
I already told my wife I'm going to be going back and writing down what he said.
Yeah.
Pick it up on the podcast. We got to get him to tell us how to get rid of roaches too. I've heard mint with roaches too. I've heard they don't like mint. He seemed to bring that up.
But like they've been around since the beginning of time, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be around till the end of time.
You got to be careful with them. They go, yeah, mint.
Yeah, exactly. They
read what we wrote.
That's right. They hate it for like a day, and then they conquer it.
They go, okay, we got to do this mint. We've done everything else. We got through everything else. Right. We can get through this mint. Right. Also.
24 hours later, they're sharing bars of mint.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, man, listening to Kwok's interview with Tom Allen, you've been all over it from the start. I mean, it is just such a breath of fresh air. It's like, how could this guy not be Clemson's defensive coordinator?
Yep.
I mean, this guy is just so impressive. And I just really think, too, when you got Ben Boulware tearing up, talking about how much it means to be an assistant coach at Clemson, and you're thinking – Look at who Ben Boulware, you know, if he really wants to put his heart and soul into this, which it appears he does, look at who his mentors are. Brent Venables, Dabo Swinney, and now Tom Allen.
Yeah.
I mean, and you've already got, like you said, Ben Boulware's eye for the game, his effort level, toughness, you know, that, man, I'm just fired up thinking about, and you're right. I mean, it's like, you know, in a way you feel bad because Wes Goodwin didn't promote himself. And anybody in Wes Goodwin's position would have said, oh, you want to pay me $1 million to coach football at Clemson? I'll do it. Sure.
Yep, that's a good point.
All of us would have said, sure.
Yep. Very good
point. But you can't help but think back and think, like, what was Dabo thinking? Like, as you said, when you're on defense, you've got to have a presence. You know what I mean? You've got to be able to hold the room.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that one. I bet you Dabo asks himself that question once or twice in a quiet moment because I don't think there's a good answer to that one. I think it's not that he doesn't know the material. I think he has a great mind for the game. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's just that he's just not cut out for that role. In any way, shape, or form, you know, he's. And we'll see how he does.
He strikes me as a real booth guy.
Yeah,
like he should have been in the booth the whole time, calling the games, and not down on the sideline. So,
a higher booth,
you know,
further away.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Like in a different state,
but,
like Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just seeing Tom Allen, the presence that he brings, and obviously the presence doesn't mean anything if you don't have the chops to go with it, you know, and to see the knowledge that he brings to the game. So, I mean, I am so fired up listening to him talk.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think with good reason. Like I said, I think the day that Tom Allen got here, players realized that A, he loves them, and B, the country club is closed.
Yeah, and I mean, he strikes me as that type like Dabo, who can be a little bit of a red A, but still, I mean, the players are going to know that, you know, that he cares about them and he wants what's best for them, but he's going to hold them accountable. And I thought it was a breath of fresh air to hear him talk about how Wade Woodass and some of the other guys on the defense, he said he was encouraged because he felt like he had team leaders at each level of the defense now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, and especially, and again, he singled out Wade Woodass as the overall leader on the defense, and basically said it's just a no-brainer that he's the leader of the defense.
Yeah, and then when you've got a young bull like Sammy, I don't know if I made that association, Sammy the Bull, but if you got a young buck like Sammy Brown in the program, and then you've got a mentor like Wade Woodass he can look at and see how hard he's working and how he approaches the game. I mean, that is so beneficial for his development. And then you've got Bullware and Tom Allen there too. So I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. It's Kool-Aid season, Walt. You know, that's how it goes. But I think it's justified. And it's kind of like you said, you mentioned, maybe it was last week, you said that, you know, the issue with Clemson's offense getting off to slow starts the last couple of years wasn't necessarily that they got off to a slow start. It's just they weren't any good.
Right.
And so, you know, I think we could see something similar with that dynamic on defense even as early as this year. I mean, they're just going to be legitimately good as long as, like Dabo said, you got to still be able to put on the tape and see it. But from everything we're hearing as far as how the you know, I was encouraged today, Nick Eason specifically talked about what a jump Peter Woods has made. And then also Tom Allen singled out T.J. Parker as a leader. He said Woodass and T.J. Parker are the two best leaders on the defense right now. So to me, that tells me a lot about where we can expect to see the defense's game this season.
Was there anything else said about Peter Woods? Obviously, I've posed the question a million times. The questions that need to be asked, I think, in relation to Peter Woods, I've said forever, he needs to play at 300 pounds, not the 330 he's playing at. And he needs to be an explosive up the field three tech. And it seems like we've gotten there. I'm guessing this was at Tom Allen's direction based on watching film a year ago. That's my guess.
Yeah, and Nick Eason specifically said that Peter Woods has had his best offseason at Clemson to date. And he said that it was time for him to show people what he's really about. So, and if you remember, you know, Qualk, and I think you both mentioned this in the last several days, go back to a year ago, Nick Eason and Chris Rumpf were kind of pumping the brakes on Parker and Woods and saying, yeah, they're not really there yet. And now to hear the coaches talk about them, that natural maturation process, that's got me really encouraged. So, I thought, Qualk just did an excellent job with Tom Allen, and everything about this guy. I mean, you were all in it. I remember you talking about him at the beginning of the coaching search process, and it's like, what a just perfect match. I mean, everything about this dude. So
I thought he was the 100% right choice from day one because of his knowledge, because of his history with linebackers. My computer just went out again, Ramona, and there it is back. We're getting hit with some hellacious storm right now. But yeah, I thought he was the right choice. And part of what I liked was his experience level. I think Clemson needed a mature, legitimate defensive coordinator, and they found the best one available. And again, I had already been a huge fan of Tom Allen. So when I heard that hire was made, again, I made it clear right from the get-go, he was my number one choice. And I think we're seeing all the reasons why, and I think we'll see more reasons why once we actually get to football. But from the Peter Woods standpoint, look, I've said all along, again, Peter Woods has not played anything like a round one draft pick. And Dabo Swinney even said that today. He didn't single out him. He talked about the whole defensive line, said just go watch the film. These guys didn't play like round one picks and singled out all the times they got trucked. And, you know, and Peter... Peter took him for the team, playing defensive ends, a position he shouldn't be playing and never should have been playing. And he sort of took one for the team in that regard. But he's been too heavy. He is his most disruptive, and you can go back to high school film, and you can see this as a three-tech defensive tackle who gets penetration. That's where he's his most disruptive. Well, he doesn't need 25 or 30 extra pounds for that. It slows you down. He's not as explosive, not as quick, and he fatigued way easier and way more readily than he should have. I've said this forever from the very get-go, and I've asked all along. I've said all along I want to see Peter Woods play at 295, 300 pounds, and I'm not worried about him being displaced or dislodged by a bigger bodied interior offensive lineman, because my belief all along has been he's plenty strong. He doesn't need the extra sand in the pants. It's not a requirement to be a run stuffer. He needs to be a disruptor. And that's what I'm hoping we see out of Peter Woods. These knuckleheads all around the country put up these highlight films of Peter Woods and say, look, this guy's been the best all along. You people don't watch football. You don't watch games. You don't watch football. Because nobody who's watched Peter Woods play every game here would ever say anything of that sort. I mean, he barely a top 100 player, if that, based on what we've seen to date. And, you know, occasional splash plays, but no real consistency. The type that I expected to see out of Peter Woods. This has to be the year for his sake, and I think it's going to be the year based on improved conditioning and based on him being at the weight that he should be playing at. So I think we're finally going to get to see what Peter Woods is capable of when he is utilized correctly.
Yeah, and let me just get off the line with this. I know you've mentioned SEC Media Days. Well, in your span of sports consumption, your sickness, has there ever been a bigger cult anywhere than the SEC coaches, media, fanboys? I mean, can someone explain to me why Lane Kiffin, who hasn't won a dang thing as a head coach, gets the airtime that he gets? You know, Nussmeier saying the SEC is the best conference in the world, and I'll challenge anyone who says that. Well, nobody's talking about it. Nobody cares about your conference, dude. Just play the game.
Well, you know, the easy answer to that is, how about making the game then? Because you haven't even made the freaking game the last 2 years. The league has not even made the championship game the last 2 years. So you can no longer say you're the best league. The Big Ten's the best league right now, and you need to just shut up until you prove otherwise. But yeah, no, you're right. And quite honestly, the Kiffin thing feels a little forced. It's like we want another Steve Spurrier and we don't have one, so we're going to try and force Lane Kiffin into being that. But I think we've already seen that he's not that. And Steve Spurrier, you know what? Say what you want about Steve Spurrier, but Steve Spurrier never would have gone on the road with a chance to go to the college football playoff, lose to Florida, and with a rookie starter at quarterback, and then whine like a friggin' baby the rest of the season about how you've been done wrong. Spurrier would have said, just quite frankly,
he'd have ripped his own team.
Right. He would have ripped his own team, said, we failed to get it done. We don't deserve to be in there. That's what he would have said.
Yeah, and I just, you know what, it's just such a snake eating its own tail. I can't think of any other industry where we sit there and go, well, let's look at the programs that get the most money, the most TV coverage, the most PR, and then we're going to act shocked if they do well.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Oh, yeah.
If you throw money at a program, it does well typically. Yeah. Now, not everyone in the SEC can say that, but at the top, that's how it works.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no question. And the reality is, you know, the last 2 years, the league hasn't been very good. That's the reality. And I know the history. The history is it's the best league in the country. No one's disputing the history. But there's another reality, and that recency reality, and that is that the league just didn't make a college football playoff the last 2 years and did not look good in the process. And the only team that did look good at all was Texas, who, you know, they bought.
Exactly. Yeah, they was told they wouldn't be able to compete when they came over
right.
from the Big 12.
That's right.
Just like Missouri, yeah. when they came yeah. over and won the division 2 years in a row.
That's right. Missouri, France of the Big 12. I used to call Missouri the France of the Big 12. The France of the Big 12 waltzed into that little league and won the division two of the first 3 years they were there, 2 years in a row. Yep.
Yeah. Good talking, Walt. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, Jason. Clemson Mike, you're up first on the other side. We have had a hellacious storm here, Martin. It's knocked the computer out a couple times. You don't get that very often. We'll be back.
Folks, I think we can all agree America is facing a health crisis. Lots of folks are looking at medication shots and pills to do the trick. But the reality is that the answer is natural. And the answer can be found through our friends at PhD Weight Loss. You're going to drop pounds not only safer, but also faster the natural way. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks without rebound weight gain, without hunger cravings, and without long-term dependency on medications because I don't want to be on medication for the rest of my life, and I bet you don't either. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team would love to help you. Here's the deal. You can get started right now with a free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment. It takes less than 5 minutes, and I can't tell you how helpful it was for me setting myself up for success in the long term. You'll hold the keys to your personalized metabolic plan in your hand. Don't trade your health for a quick fix. Don't become another statistic. You can do this. Call now for your free body scan, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Like Boston blasting, Ramona, at the same time the storm is blasting in the background. It's like special effects. Pretty good. Pretty good. The text line is jammed up. We're coming to you on the phone lines. You can get in 654-7627. You want to join the conversation. Mr. B says the Big Ten's the best conference in America right now. Not disputing it. Sorry, SEC homers. It is. They won the last two national titles. I mean, you know, that's how the SEC always gauged it. You know, so you can say whatever you want. I don't care who's the, I don't care who the, you know, well, our 12th best team is better than your 12th best team. Who gives a rat's eye? You know, the issue's decided at the top. No one cares about that. The only people who care about that are the people who don't win the national title. Those are the people who care about that. Clemson, Mikey, and then Michael. Clemson, Mikey. Mikey, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Mike. Appreciate you getting in.
Good to hear. I appreciate you, Ramon. I always do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Last week I couldn't call, so you got me fired up about something. But I got a question for you since you're a music guru, too. So let me ask you this. 1972, Chuck Berry had a number one song, and it's the only number one song he had. Can you tell me what it is?
That's not My Ding-a-ling, right?
Yes, it is.
Is it really? How about that, it Ramona? Is. How about that?
Hey, that's awesome, Walt. You're awesome. Hey, listen, the reason I said that, because last week you were talking about the transgenders and stuff. Well, if you're a male, it ought to be a law. If you want to be a woman, you ought to show it. You ought to prove it. Cut that ding-a-ling off. It's got to go. So that's what I think, Walt. You can throw it in the barbecue pit. You can throw it over the dumpster. I don't care what you do. It's got to go. So, hey, Walt, if I was a teenager and I was a girl and a man joined the team, the whole team ought to quit. The whole team. Because who's he going to beat then? He can't beat himself.
Yeah. So I think we're seeing some of that. I think we saw some of that in California. I say with the San Jose State volleyball team. Was the San Jose State volleyball team? I think so. I think we saw some of that.
I wouldn't give him the pleasure to win it because he's going to beat you anyway. So, hey, win it. Walk off to quit.
Yep. Thank you, Mike.
Like you said last week, you can solve the problem by having transgender teams.
Do that, but you can't have men competing against women, and that's what they are. So that's the bottom line.
And plus, Walt, if he cuts it off, so it's still a male body, just ain't got my ding-a-ling.
Mikey, I gotta go. Ramona, please hang up. Please hang up. Ramona could have disconnected that. I should have known that my answer was gonna cause a problem, that giving the correct answer to that, but I did get the correct answer. We have some Chuck Berry, not that particular song, but we have some Chuck Berry on Rejoin, don't we, Ramona? Yes, we do. Texter said, cheating Michigan, then Ohio State, highest payroll team. Big surprise they came out as top teams. Yeah, that's just not true. I mean, they won it fair and square, and they won it in a 12-team playoff, and, you know, you can cry about that all you want, but that's the reality of it. They were terrific football teams, and Ohio State was the best team. And really, the reality is that most of the money Ohio State spent, they spent on their own players, just like Clemson. Same thing, and that's what we see at the top of it. It's amazing how we can make excuses for why every team wins. You know, it's just utter nonsense. Michael, how are you, Michael? Good to have you.
I'm doing well. Walt, how are you doing?
Good to have you as always, Michael. Good, thank you.
That was good. I'm just trying to draw a comparison with Peter Woods having to gain weight last year and playing a new position last year at DN. I wanted to compare that to my Jags. I'm a Jags fan last year. I've been Jags fan. And last year, Ryan Nielsen, our ex-defensive coordinator, asked both Trayvon Walker and Joshon Allen to both gain weight at their position at DN. And as a DN, you want to be quicker than these tackles. And the year prior to that, they both had career numbers as far as sacks. And when they had that weight gaining onto them, they both said they felt totally out of place with their weight put on. They were more fatigued than they ever been in games. And why do coaches do that? You want your players to be the best that they can be, not to gain weight at a position where they're naturally built to play it. So why do coaches ask these players to gain weight?
Right. And look, weight is a funny thing in football. You know, sometimes guys gain weight and you think it's good weight, and yet it hurts production. And I think it's certainly true at defensive end. I mean, it's a trade-off. You know, you want to add good weight. You know, if you're a defensive end, you want to add good weight to set a hard edge, but you also don't want to lose any explosiveness. Now, in Woods' case, you know, they didn't have Woods gain weight to play DN. You know, it tracked all the way back to a Notre Dame game a few years ago where Clemson got trucked, and they just thought that Peter Woods would be best playing at 325 or 30 pounds. And at the time, he was playing inside. You know, last year, he moved to defensive end out of necessity because there was just Clemson was getting killed out there. And so he sort of took one for the team in that regard. But he was already at his 325 or whatever he was. And again, my contention all along is he's a three tech. He should be playing inside. He's explosive, disruptive, and he should be playing at 295, 300 pounds. Because I just did not think. I think he's plenty strong enough not to need the extra sand in the pants, as I say. He doesn't need it. So why have it? It's just extra weight that causes you to fatigue more readily. And we saw that with Peter last year. He got tired. You know, you look at what Lenore Sellers was doing in the fourth quarter, where there were other tired guys on the field too. But you look at what Lenore Sellers was doing in the fourth quarter of the Clemson South Carolina game, and Peter Woods was completely gassed. I mean, completely gassed.
He was. You know, that's, you know, what the team's also, and I noticed that with the Jags. You know, Josh, he said it's stuff that he was fatigued because he wasn't used to being that heavy.
Right, carrying too much weight.
Yeah, and I think he set down. I think he said he lost maybe 20 to 30 pounds, and he feels more natural at his position this year than he's ever felt in his career. So let these athletes stay at that natural weight. It's okay to add a few 5 or 10 pounds, but anything over that, man, it's not healthy because they got to carry this weight for all season.
Yep. I think that's right. And I think from a Clemson perspective, I think we're finally going to see the Peter Woods I've been asking to see for several years now. So I hope that's the case, and I hope that I'm right about what that means for Peter Woods and what it will mean for him. Because
I think he's going to be more explosive.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be Dex Lawrence 2.0. You know, it's going to be hard to replicate that, but with his size and speed, he should be unblockable.
Yeah, I think he should. I think he should be unblockable, and we're to find out if that was the key. And I have a feeling that it might be. Michael, it's great speaking to you as always.
Always, why you take care?
Thank you, Michael. Texas said, agree. The whining about money is tiresome, but I already disagree that Judkins, Downs, and Smith got millions total up to sign with Ohio State. But look, the majority of the money that Ohio State played was on retaining their own players. They had a few that they paid for it like everybody else. That's the nature of college. Ohio State's not doing anything different than anybody else. They won fair and square. Look, honestly, they should have won a few years ago when they played Georgia. They were the better team. They outplayed them. They were the better team. They actually were missing almost their whole offense when they were kicking Georgia's A around the field until Marvin Harrison got hurt. So, you know, I mean, you can make those arguments all day long. Everyone's playing the same game. We need to stop acting so immature when our team doesn't win or our league doesn't win and blame other reasons. Ohio State won last year because they were the best team. That's why they won. CD, welcome back, CD.
What's up, man? How's it going?
Yeah. How is it going, CD?
So I had some late night thoughts. And I think as a sports star.
Okay.
As a sports star, I'm going to do three things.
All right.
Okay. One, I'm going NBA season to 69 games.
Why is your phone connection so awful? You're like rich. Why is your...
Hold on, let me get you.
Yeah.
I'm on speaker.
Yeah, that sucks.
69 games.
Yeah, okay. So let's start over.
Okay. Sports Czar, we're going NBA season to 69 games. We're going to keep the playoffs this year.
You're shortening the season to 69 games?
Shortening the season to 69 games.
How do you arrive at that number?
All of this.
Or is this has more to do with the late night stuff?
This is actually like this is a long deep dive. I went into a ChatGPT hole.
Okay. Hey, maybe we should say 68. Number.
No, and because it's a, you know, it's an odd number of teams. So yeah. It's weird, right? Okay. Then keep the playoffs the same. We're good. We get rid of all of this load management stuff. Boom.
Yeah.
Better product.
Yes.
Then Major League Baseball, we're going to 150. But okay. We need to extend the playoffs in baseball. Okay? Got to extend the playoffs. And then the third thing is we're going to get Bryce Young some extensions, the new male leg extensions, so he can be 60.
What?
Yeah, there actually is, Ramona. There's actually a procedure they can do now, Ramona, to make you taller.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. You can gain like 4 inches of height. They can actually make you taller. Now,
I
understand it's extremely painful, and I would think so.
Like the stretch rack.
Yeah, the stretch rack. They used to do it in the old times. They much quicker.
Oh my god.
No, but I think I think shortening the seasons are gonna are what needs to happen. And the NFL is doing it the opposite way, but they have the money, they have everything they need. They're not getting problems.
So you want to shorten the seasons and lengthen Bryce Young.
And lengthen Bryce Young. That would be awesome. That would be like the perfect scenario.
You know, I think your boy Bryce will play pretty well this year. I mean, I do. I think he's going to take a step up. I think
I told you that I'm not doing it this offseason. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I'm not doing it. La, la, I said la, 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 la.
Well, you know, look, they've got him more weapons, and he's got another year of coaching, and I think that he should be better. Now, you know, again, he's still 5'10" or whatever he is, and that's the part that it's hard to get around, but I think he's going to be better. I think, you know, when you start out at 5'10", and we're talking about quarterback in the National Football League, you have some built-in limitations that you just can't circumvent. There's not like a plan, like you said. Well, there is a plan, but that probably put him on the disabled list for a while, I would think.
I have one question I do want to take off the air. And then, well, one point. So going back to I have to send you the study that I read on the NBA piece. It's about, the reason it's 69 games is because about where you start the season. So it's about starting the season in December.
Okay.
Like in the beginning of December. Okay. And kind of running through and different things like that. But I'll send you the research that I found. Okay. Which I think is kind of interesting. But as the Chargers came out with new uniforms today, and it just got me thinking, when are we going to see top 10 Justin Herbert? And what does that mean, right? Does it mean wins? Does it mean a playoff berth? Does it mean a deep run? Does it mean he actually challenges Mahomes in the division? You got Geno coming in. Like, and obviously he's better than Darnold.
But, all right, I got to go. Yeah. I'll answer on the other side. So good talk to you.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone.